is a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 7th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. You know what? I'm going to bring something up here momentarily because we are approaching year number 7 on June the 10th that we have been around, and we have had the same soundboard, headphones, microphones for the last 7 years. Now, you know, if you're new to the studio, you probably don't realize this, but this is the way it is. There is one headphone control on the board. There's only one way to control the headphones, and it's on the board here. Now, there's a splitter that comes off of the headphone jack because one set of headphones comes my way, where I sit, for my headphones, and then the other splitter end goes to the guests, where we can have multiple headphones over there. And there is no way to control the volume for the guest because it goes into a box and the box has no volume control on it. So every time somebody speaks or music comes through, the guest jumps because it's a little louder than what they expect. But from somebody who has been in the studio for 2 years, I wouldn't expect them to not know that this happens. But yet we do have somebody who spent 2 years here in the studio and jumped when it happened here this morning. And it's Mike Wilson, formerly of The Mike Wilson Show, which aired on Monday. Couldn't get another host for that show. You know, once Mike Wilson leaves The Mike Wilson Show, what do you do? Mike, how you doing?
Okay, and I'm not used to being on this end of it. These headphones are very, very hot.
Right, and people think that those are bad headphones because we've had them for 7 years. They're very good headphones.
A little shop worn, but yes, they're very good.
We did get rid of the one that was broken, though. There was a set that somebody broke over there, and when we moved studios, we tossed those in the old, what is that, file number 13?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
yes.
We got it in file number 13. So how have things been?
Things have been good. Just fine.
Now, you completed your run. I don't know if we ever talked about this. We talked on the air. Mm-hmm. Did you tell people? Yeah, I think you did, because I think I heard
a show.
Yeah. That it was just a matter of you had a new job. You had started a new job, what, about 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, back in January.
And the hours are different. And you work further away than you had before, so it was hard to get here Monday by 5 o'clock. And it was, you know, getting a little time-consuming.
Oh, very much.
So that's what happened. But I think there was like a 3-week notice that you told the listeners that it was approaching. And, you know, it happens.
It happens.
So, aside from that, what have you been doing the last 3 weeks? Enjoying this beautiful May flower weather?
As a matter of fact, I mowed last night. There's clumps of grass all over, but I was afraid I wouldn't get it done if I didn't.
Well, it's going to be very odd this week because I cannot remember a Mother's Day, especially being that it's going to be on May the 9th, which is almost halfway through this month. That's going to be 49 and rainy, is what the weather report says.
Yeah, but it's Ohio.
It is, but boy, we had a beautiful March, no snow, much warmer temperatures than normal. We had one bad day in April where it snowed a little bit, 3 inches or something like that. And then otherwise, April was pretty good. But May has pretty much been rainy and cold. I don't think we've had a really good, warm day in May yet.
Well, June's coming. I'm sure that June will be much, much, much better.
Well, we've only got, 20 semi-odd days, not even that long now. What do we got, 15? No, we got about 20 until Memorial Day.
Right.
And, you know, you got to have warmer weather for that day.
That's true.
So it's Mother's Day weekend. We hear a lot this year because we're still in the pandemic. Last year, the restaurants were all closed down during this time period. This year, they are open, but you still have to social distance.
Right.
So, will people take their moms out to eat? Will we hear there's a possible flour shortage? Do you think, what do you think Mother's Day is going to be like?
I think that people want to get back to normal, and there will be folks take a mom out to eat. And I think that the restaurants are going to be more lenient, maybe. I was in a restaurant, I won't say what one, here in Marion a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty full. And they had been letting people only sit in every other booth. Well, there were people in every booth. So, you know, things are letting up. I don't think that's all bad. We got to get back to normal at some point.
But don't you think back to normal is probably when the illness is gone? Or at least last I heard, the people vaccinated in Ohio was only 30%. And it's being offered to everyone now with no appointment. They were doing it in Meijer, in the lawn and garden section. So I'm not sure why, if people have such a need to be back to normal, that now that it is readily available, that we are still only at 30%.
Yeah, I'm one of those 30%, by the way.
That you got it done.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and most of the people I have talked to have gotten it done. But I'm not sure where these people are that aren't getting it done. And what really bothered me the other day was, right around the first of the year, it was offered, before it was offered to the general public, the first vaccinations were offered to people living in nursing homes because of mm-hmm. their age, mm-hmm. and also people who worked in nursing homes because of their exposure to them. Now, here we are in May, and I have a relative who's in a nursing home, and I called this week. Now he was vaccinated back in January. You know, he's got the vaccination. So I called, and I said, because they're still scheduling appointments. Nursing homes are still not open, but you can make mm-hmm. an appointment for a half hour or something. And I said, well, I'd like to come see him this week. And they said, he's quarantined. And I said, I'm thinking, now, wait a second. How can he be quarantined? He's had the vaccination now for 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. And it's because, and, you know, I really don't know what the particulars on this are, but somebody... It seemed to me what they were saying was somebody who worked there. But how can you still be letting people who work there get it? You know, I don't understand that at this point.
There's a lot of things about this we don't understand.
But that's why we're not back to normal, because of stuff like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's a very serious... disease, whatever you want to call it. But I think some of it's really been mishandled by our government. And we're ready to be through that and go on.
Well, it's interesting because the trajectory of this, I think, will tell us something. And, you know, we've been in it for a year now. But in the beginning, they came out and they said, we don't want... To close things.
Right.
So please take precaution. And then the numbers started to skyrocket.
Right.
And they did close everything. Mm-hmm. And then the numbers plateaued off. And it looked as if we were not going to get as bad as we thought we were going to get. And then they said, okay, well, we've done this for 2 months. Let's open everything back up the best we can. People can go eat inside restaurants, and people can go to the zoo and mm-hmm. Cedar Point and all this sort of thing. And then by December, we were the worst we had ever been. People were dying at a bigger number. There were... hospitals were overrun. We almost got to the point where the hospital was overrun, where they were planning to use Smith Clinic as a backup to this. This is where we were just 5 months ago.
Right.
And then the vaccine comes in and the numbers start to go down. So it just seems like every time we loosen something up, every time we loosen the chains, things get bad again. And I don't know why people haven't learned that yet. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, I think that we need to take precautions. I think that we need, I mean, social distancing isn't bad. Keeping, like in a restaurant, separating to every other table or whatever, those things aren't bad. That's a good thing and necessary. But wearing masks every place, I don't see where the masks are doing a thing. If you're vaccinated, why do you have to wear a mask? I don't understand this. And maybe some of our medical folks out there can chime in on that at 383-9944.
That's right. Well, I don't think that probably if you have the vaccination, and it's been, I think it's, you know, it depends on who you talk to. I think doctors are being precautious. Now, most people say after 2 weeks, the vaccination has fully taken hold. But then others will say it's 12 weeks. I think that's just precautionary if you would get it. In any event, I think the reason they're saying still wear the masks is because I think people would lie about it. I think people who weren't vaccinated would come in and they would not wear it.
That's true. I'm sure that would happen. I'm sure that would happen.
Well, I know they're doing it now. You know, it's if you go into a grocery store now, you will see people walk in without masks. They don't. I can't imagine they're all vaccinated.
No, I'm sure they're not.
So that's the problem we have. And what I really don't like when we talk about the politics of it, people are starting to campaign on the idea of let's get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but, you know, if we had been normal all this time, how many people would be dead? When did the politicians start becoming doctors?
That's a good question. Very good question. And people like you and I that don't have a medical background, a lot of them seem to think that they are medical experts now also.
Right, and I don't understand that. You know, this entire time I have taken my leads on this from the health department, from the people who work at the hospital, from my own personal primary care physician. That's who I listen to. I don't listen to the politicians. I don't listen to the... I have eyes. I've seen people die that heretofore were not ill from this. You know, it's a very bizarre thing how it's been handled. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of global warming. I don't know why that's politicized.
They can politicize anything and make it fit their agenda. Either way, you know. No matter what the subject is. Now, back to what you were asking.
Mother's Day?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing with your mother?
Well, you know, last year I did not do anything because we were in the early days of the pandemic and nobody had had it at that point, and certainly nobody had been vaccinated, so nobody got together last year, if I remember right. But... normally what's done, I mean, I have gotten her hanging plants in the past. Mm-hmm. That's typically something. We have gone out to eat, which couldn't do last year, obviously. But this year, I do think that, you know, honestly, I don't know. It's kind of a weird year because she has some, she doesn't have any health issues, but she is helping take care of somebody who's got health issues right now.
Right.
So I don't know what her availability is, because I don't think she can stray too far from home right now.
I think you should order a pizza and just go to her house. Just spending time with mom is important.
You think spending time with mom is important?
Maybe not a pizza, but you know, whatever.
But do you think mom really wants everybody over?
I think most mothers do, yes.
Well, see, we say that, but, you know, then Father's Day comes around in June, and nobody really goes and visits Father. I mean, it's a completely different thing. It's not a busy day in the restaurants. It's not a busy shopping day, and it's not even talked about in the public as much. Wonder why.
I don't know. Father's Day, it's... there are cards out there. I know the Hallmark loves it as a holiday, but I'm sure it's not nearly as big as Mother's Day.
Oh, not at all. Not even close to it. So the other thing, we had Cinco de Mayo this week. Did that mean anything to you?
Not really. I'm not Mexican.
Well, I mean, it's become an Americanized thing that people, I guess, they go out and drink.
I went to Taco Bell. Does that count?
On Cinco de Mayo?
Sure.
Good. What'd you have?
Chili cheese burrito and two tacos and a Pepsi.
Well, that sounds good. But you know, they say that Taco Bell is not real Mexican food.
See,
yeah. But now, where do you get the real Mexican food around here?
Oh, there are a couple different places in Marion.
Well, I think Mi Jalapenos is probably authentic. But is El Campesino authentic? I don't know.
I don't know. I would not be a good judge of that. I love the food.
Don't get me wrong. Well, Taco Bell's good food. But we don't know if it's authentic.
Yeah, and it stays with you for a day or two, too.
It certainly can. Well, this is usually our family feud hour.
Okay.
So we'll do a little bit of that here.
Cool.
This is a hard one, though, and I don't know how well this is going to work. There are only four answers, but it's a weird question. Approximately how much money do you owe? Four answers. Approximately how much money do you owe? That's the question.
Okay.
740-383-9944. And I think what we're going to have to do on this one, there are only four answers. So just give it to me in dollar amounts. And, you know, tell me how much you owe. I guess this is probably debt is what they're talking about. How much money do you owe to debtors and things like that?
To creditors, yes.
Creditors. What's a debtor?
A debtor's is one
us?
Owes.
Yeah, you're right. Creditors.
I owe, so off to where I go.
So you debtors, how much money do you owe to creditors?
So there are four answers, and you're wanting somebody to fall into one of those four categories? Or
well,
what?
Just give me the amount. They're all round numbers.
Okay.
740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
$5,000.
5,000 is the number two answer. You got it. Thank you. 5,000 comes in at number two. So that's kind of how this goes. 5,000. Three other answers remain on the board. How much money do you owe, approximately? And again, they're all round numbers. It's nothing, you know, like 3250. It's not that. 740-383-9944. How much money do you owe? 5,000 was the number two answer. But there are three other answers here. How much money do you owe?
Oh, gee, that's a good question. Most of mine's in medical bills, and I'm going to say, quite honestly, it's more than $5,000, but I'm not sure exactly.
On the medicals.
Right. I have a lot of issues with kidney stones.
You know, it's been my understanding, though, that people who are giving you a line of credit or things like that don't pay attention to medicals.
Oh, they do, believe me.
They do? Why?
Yes, they do.
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
$10,000.
$10,000 is the number three answer. You got it. Bob is on it this morning.
Morning, Bob.
He's got two of the three. 740-383-9944. Approximately how much money do you owe? How much money do you owe? 5,000 was two. 10,000 was three. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
$10,000,
number three answer. You got it.
And did you ever get the Cinco de Mayo winner?
You know, I have not drawn the Cinco de Mayo winner, but I'm going to do that today at probably 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, we have our big Cinco de Mayo contest. Well, that was fun the other day. Approximately how much money do you owe? That's what we want to know. How much money do you owe? Two answers left on the board here. Go ahead, caller.
$20,000,
but no 20,000 on the list.
I knew that's what he was going to say.
You did? You knew he was Bob. He was going up in money. Bob was working his way up.
He skipped one, though.
Did he?
$15,000.
Yeah. Approximately how much money do you owe is what we want to know. There are four answers. 5,000's number two, 10,000's number three, and there are still two answers left. Number one and number four. Approximately how much money do you owe? 740-383-9944. You know, there's one answer here. If we get the other answer, I'm going to dump the fourth answer because it makes no sense.
Okay.
So
is it a high number or a lower number than what we had guessed?
The final answer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give you that because there's only so much at this particular point. 740-383-9944. How much do you owe? We've got 5,000 and 10,000. And I'm going to give this one away right now. The fourth answer is don't know.
Really?
Yeah, you know, how are you going to guess that?
That's true.
So we're going to get rid of that. Go ahead, caller.
1,000.
1,000 is right. That's the number one answer. You got it, Bob. So Bob took that one to the...
Bob's the winner,
Bob,
yeah.
Bob got them all. All right, approximately how much money do you owe? 1,000 was one, 5,000 was two, 10,000 was three, and don't know was four. So that's that category. Now, the next category has how many... Now, this is an interesting category. One, two, three, four, five, five? Is it five here? Five answers. Now, pay attention here. An eye for an eye is an expression that contains the word eye, E-Y-E.
Correct.
Name another. An expression that contains the word eye, E-Y-E. Like an eye for an eye. We've used that one, so that one's dead. Don't say an eye for an eye. But there are five other expressions, common, that use the word eye, E-Y-E. Have the word eye, E-Y-E, in them.
I got an eyeful.
What are the... Well, are you playing along today? What is this over here? Mike Wilson playing along. 740-383-9944. Five expressions that use the word I in them, E-Y-E. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is a hard one. You got to think about this one. This isn't quite like the money one. You know, I'm going over these to see if I... Okay, I've heard that one before. I've heard that one before.
Let's see what this caller has.
Go ahead, caller.
Eyewitness.
Eyewitness. Let's see here. No eyewitness.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Now, is eyewitness a saying or is it a word?
It's actually two words, I think.
I don't know. We'll see. Go ahead, caller.
I see what you're doing.
I see. Yeah, that would be I.
Yes.
Yeah. Not E-Y-E.
What?
Yeah. So it's E-Y-E, not the letter I. It has to have E-Y-E, you know, like your eyeball, in the saying. So let's see here, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try apple of my eye.
Oh.
Apple of my eye is the number two answer. You have got it. Thank you. Good one. Apple of my eye. Number two. All right, we've got four answers left. An eye for an eye is an expression that contains the word eye, E-Y-E. Name another. We've got four left on the board. Go ahead, caller.
How about in Australia, when they say, good eye, mate, good eye, mate, or whatever,
Do they say that in Australia?
Yeah, it's like how they say good morning or whatever, say good eye, mate.
I think that's a good day, mate, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bus driver, not an English driver.
Tell us what you think of those McDonald's postcards again. She hung up on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Good day, mate, right? Now, hey, in Canada, it's A-Y-E.
Yeah, that's right. True. That's not E-Y-E.
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Are you there? Call us back. All right, an expression that has the word I in it. E-Y-E. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. See, people like this one. The money one was not up to par. Go ahead, caller. Caller.
Are you there, caller?
I don't think that's our end. Give us a call back if that was you. We'd love to hear from you. We have four answers left here. The only one we've got is apple of my eye. An expression that has the word I in it. E-Y-E. Go ahead, caller. I think caller has got mute on their phone or something. Okay. 740-383-9944. An expression that has I in it. E-Y-E. Four of them left. You want to give this a shot again? Go ahead, caller. This is just not going well. All right.
Maybe they're trying talking in sign language.
Maybe. You know, some people hit the mute button sometimes, and it, yikes. Go ahead, caller.
How about Eye of the Beholder?
Eye of the Beholder. Now, let me see here. I'm going to have to put my glasses on for this. Well, I'll tell you what. That's actually not the full... Do you know what the full saying is?
Eye of the Beholder. No, I don't.
Yeah, that, you're close. That's part of it.
Okay. I'll think on
keep
it.
Thinking. Yeah, that's actually part. Now, what do you think as a judge here? I can't give that one away, can I?
I would.
You would?
I know what the whole
you're too easy
is. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Well, I know that's not on our end because we just heard from the other caller there. So something is wrong with your phone, unfortunately. Hopefully, you'll be able to work it out here momentarily.
Ouch.
Okay, go ahead, caller. I think their phone has issues. Can you hear me? Well, keep trying back, I guess. Call somebody else and see if they can hear you. 740-383-9944. We want a phrase that has the word I in it. E-Y-E. Now, we've almost got one here. Go ahead, caller.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
There it is.
There it is. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that is number one.
Sweet.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, now we've got two of them. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and we've got apple of my eye. But there are still three answers left here on the big board. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bird's eye view?
Bird's eye view. Let me see here.
I've got a bird's eye view.
A bird's eye view. No bird's eye view, but a good guess.
That's a good one.
I know. I know. No bird's eye view, unfortunately. Three answers left here. A phrase that has the word I in it. E-Y-E. Let's see if this is an answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about black eye?
Black eye. You know, you certainly don't want one. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Bye-bye. No black eyes on the list. There's a fly in here that is just...
He won't leave me alone.
And, he's all over Mike Wilson. Mike's cologne is attracting this fly for some reason. Go ahead, caller.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. A good song. Not on the list, though.
How about Cry Your Eyes Out?
Ooh. Cry Your Eyes Out. No Cry Your Eyes Out, interestingly enough. No Crying Your Eyes Out. Three answers left. A phrase that has the word I in it. Now remember, it's E-Y-E. I think Sarah, our bus driver friend, is angry. Because the whole Australia thing.
Oh.
We'll never hear from her again. She's had enough now. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
My mother had eyes in the back of her head.
Eyes in the back of your head is the number four answer. You've got
all right.
Thanks. All right, thank you. I've got eyes in the back of my head. That's number four. A lot of moms, as we head into Mother's Day.
Yes, they do.
Had eyes in the back of their head. So that's three of the five. We got two left. What is a phrase, yes?
I just thought of one, but I'm not going to share it.
You're not going to share it. Okay. Two that have the word I, E-Y-E. Hello.
I don't get mad, Scott. I get even, Mr. Avocado.
Well, all you got to do is give me a fruitcake with avocados in them, and that would be even enough.
Okay, what about, like, people say fish dries on the...
They say what?
Feast your eyes.
Oh, feast your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, feast your eyes. Now, that works. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
The one I'm thinking of has to do with a fruit.
A fruit? Oh, let me see here. Is there any with fruit on here? Let's see here. No, nothing with fruit.
Oh, do you know what I'm
talking about?
Okay.
What?
I have stumped our host. Apple of my eye.
Now, somebody guessed that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that was the first one.
That must have been why I was taking my nap.
It must have. Okay. You and that fly were having a moment over there when that was guessed. That was number two answer.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, my. What a show this is. Go ahead, caller. Caller's phone is still busted. I'm sorry. Oh, my. 7403. It's not on our end. We're getting other calls.
Go over to the neighbors and use their phone.
That's right. Stop. No payphones anymore. Are there any payphones in Marion?
They're rare.
Is there a payphone left in Marion? That'd be an interesting thing.
I don't know.
Wonder if there's any payphones left in the city of Marion or the county. Go ahead, caller. Maybe your mute button is pushed. Go to a payphone. 740-383-9944.
Now, how many young folks nowadays know how to use a payphone?
You keep a quarter in the crook of your dashboard. Go ahead, caller.
Keep your eye on the road.
Keep your eye on the road.
Good advice.
Not on the list.
Yeah.
Good advice, though. Keep your eye on the road.
And not on your cell phone.
And not on your cell phone, to be sure. All right, two phrases left with the word I.
E-Y-E.
You got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about she's eye candy?
Eye candy. Well, not beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but no eye candy today. No eye candy plopping up on the list. Well, two left in 10 minutes here. Doesn't this fly by?
It does, yeah, literally.
Go ahead, caller.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. Not on the list, though. Not on this particular... Do you want a fly swatter or something? It's getting bad over there. Like I got a mime as a guest over there.
Maybe I should go outside and get my, get rid of this, whatever it is that's drawing them.
Cologne. You got some cologne on. Go ahead, caller.
How about for your eyes only?
Oh, for your eyes only. Good one. Not on the list, but a very good one.
A very good movie, too.
Yes, very good movie. 9 minutes left, and we need two more phrases that have the word I in them. E-Y-E. God, now it's over here. Go ahead, caller.
How about twinkle in my eye?
Twinkle in my eye. No twinkle in my eye, but a good one.
All right, thank you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. No I in that, right?
Don't quit your day job, Scott.
Well, I was going to sing that to my mother. That's dedicated to my mother. There you are, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Like she listens to the show. Go ahead, caller.
Pass through the eye of a needle.
The eye of a needle. No eye of the needle. Good guess, though. What is it you pass through the eye of a needle? It's easier to pass through the eye of a needle than something or another. What is that? There's a saying there, I think.
Yeah, it's actually biblical, but I can't think of the verse right now.
Go ahead, caller.
Keep your eye on the ball.
Keep your eye on the ball. That's a good saying. Not on the list, though, unfortunately. Thank you, caller.
Okay.
No eye on the ball. Oh, thank you. Let's see here. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. Two phrases left with the word I in them. Now, the two that we have is beauty is in the eye of the beholder and apple of my eye. But what are the other? Oh, and we also got I have eyes in the back of my head. But two left. Go ahead, caller. You're on.
You're a sight for sore eyes.
A sight for sore eyes. That's a good one.
That would be Scott.
That's so nice, Mike. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I got my eye on you. That's number five.
Okay.
Yes.
We're down to one.
We'll knock that one down. Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
There is something in my eye.
Is there, Bob?
There's something in my eye.
No, that's not that's not on the list, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Oh, my.
That Bob's always thinking.
Bob is right there. He's devoted in every way. All right. Yes, but Pastor Whitaker stepped in. I've got my eye on you. That was number five. Go ahead, caller.
What about Eye of the Tiger?
Good song. Not on the list, though. No Eye
Thank
of the
you.
Tiger.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, yo, Adrian. One answer left and about 6 minutes to go. Don't forget Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker after this show today, 11:15 to 12, and then Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
The evil eye.
The evil eye. No evil eye, but that's a good guess. Oh, have you ever given somebody the evil eye? Yeah, there you go. There it is. Yeah. There's a lot of words for the evil eye.
And that camel one, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Is that right? Okay.
There you go. There
Get
you
the
go.
Man here that can answer the question.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the eyes have it.
The eyes have it in this one. You know what? It's funny. The one we have left is a very common one.
Oh, really?
To me, it's probably more common than any of the other ones. Oddly enough. Not I Spy. Go ahead, caller.
Stars in your eyes?
Not stars in your eyes. We're getting to the five-minute mark here, 740-383-9944. Now, again, the category, if you're just tuning in, an eye for an eye is an expression that contains the word I, E-Y-E. Name another. Now, we've got beauties in the eye of the beholder, apple of my eye, I've got eyes in the back of my head, and I've got an eye on you. But there's one left that we do not have. Go ahead, caller.
In the public eye?
In the public eye, not on the list. Nope. Not eyes for you. It's very, you know, this one, it's a common one. We'll see if somebody gets it. 4 minutes left to go here on the big show. Go ahead, caller.
Did someone say hit the bullseye?
I don't think anybody said bullseye, but not on the list.
Eyewitness?
Not eyewitness. You got any, Mike?
Eye in the sky?
No eye in the sky. No, no. Isn't that pie in the sky? You got your eye in the sky?
Close enough. I have my eye on the pie.
My eyes on the sky. Go ahead, caller.
Dry eyes?
Not dry eyes. No. Good guess, though. No dry eyes. Under 4 minutes now. One phrase left.
I as in the letter I plus E-Y-E?
I think as long as E-Y-E is in there, it's okay. As long as E-Y-E is in there. Go ahead, caller.
Turn a blind eye?
Not a blind eye. Not turning a blind eye. Boy, here we are. Just about at 3 minutes. An eye for an eye is an expression that contains the word I, E-Y-E, name another. What is one we have not gotten yet? Go ahead, caller.
A black eye?
Not a black eye. No black eyes, no blind eyes. What is an expression that contains the word I? Alrighty, maybe this is it. Under 3 minutes now. Go ahead, caller.
Private eye?
Not private eye. That's a good one. I don't think we'd heard private eye. That's not it either. Not private eye. I have eyes in the back of my head. I've got my eye on you. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And apple of my eye are the ones we have. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Tie-dye.
Oh, well, you made Mike laugh. not tie-dye, but you get points for trying on this Friday. Thank you. Tie-dye. Okay, well, why not?
Takes me back to the 70s.
Takes you back to the 70s. The old tie-dye. How do you spell tie-dye?
Well, you just like a tied and knot.
T-I-E-D-Y. Is that how you do it? Go ahead, caller.
Caught my eye?
Not caught my eye. That's a good one. That caught my eye. That tie-dye shirt caught my eye. You can use it twice. 2 minute warning here. What do we got? One answer left here. A phrase that uses the word I. E-Y-E. 740-383-9944. Here we are.
I'm wearing my eyeglasses.
Is that a phrase we use a lot?
Well, Well, I just did.
Well, you did. I don't know if that's a common phrase. No, this is a phrase. This is a phrase that it's probably more popular than any of the other ones. That's strange that we haven't got this one. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, we have. Apple of my eye. I have eyes in the back of my head, and I've got my eye on you are the four we have. What's the fifth? Go ahead, caller.
Batting your eyes.
Not batting your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Not open your eyes.
What about vaporize?
So, like tie-dye? Yeah. All right, let's go. Caller, here we are. Go ahead, caller.
Blind eyes.
Not blind eye. Good caller. Good guess. Good caller. Good guess and good caller.
Simonize.
Traumatize. All these things.
Dramatize.
45 seconds here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
In the blink of an eye.
Oh, that's a good one. Not it, though. In the blink of an eye. That's a very good one. One answer left. Okay. I tell you what. For you, the callers, just so we get this, as soon as I say this, I think it'll come in. Kids say this a lot. Kids. You've been saying this since you were a little kid. Go ahead, caller.
Bird's eye or eagle eye?
Nope, not bird's eye or eagle eye. It's something you've been saying since you were a little kid. Phrase with an I in it. E-Y-E. 740-383-9944. Think, not I spy. Think back to when you were a little kid.
You put your eye out.
That's right. Parents would tell you that. This is something, if you were a little kid, you would say. 740-383-9944. Well, apparently they're thinking. I'm going to give you 30 seconds here. Maybe take two more calls if we can fit them in. It's got the word I in it, E-Y-E, and you've been saying it since you were a little kid. It's something that you would say as a little kid. Go ahead,
Colin.
Eyes
out.
What's that?
Cry your eyes out.
Not cry your eyes out. No.
Close your eyes?
Nope, not close your eyes. Not cry your eyes out, not close your eyes. We might get one more call in here. Is it going to be the right answer? Boy, I hope so. I hate to hang this one over. Go ahead, caller.
I got something in my eye.
Not something in your eye. No. No. Good guess, though. What's another clue? Geez. Quick here to get this in. Maybe this is it. We got him thinking now. All right. Go ahead, caller. What is it? Are you there, caller?
I hope so.
Hello, caller?
Cross your fingers, stick a needle in your eye.
That's not the saying, but yeah, what, do you know what the saying is?
I had it on the tip of my tongue, but I forgot it. This is you call, answer me.
Yeah, yeah, but you're on the right track there.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in
my eye. There it is. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. That is the, let's see if this person has it, because we're on that 30-second delay before we wrap it up. Go ahead, caller.
You'll poke your eye out.
No. Cross your heart, hope to die, stick a needle in your eye.
Oh.
I know. Thank you. All right. Well, Mike, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
This has been fun. Pastor Whitaker up next with the Pastor Spot here in about 15 minutes on WWGH Radio, and we will be back. Cross my heart, hope to die, and stick a needle in my eye.
11 years. He don't sing. He don't dance. He don't tell jokes. He don't do anything. That's why he's been he got crazy.
I love it.
He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that you old, as you're nuts, you know?